Episode 1886, Peace at All Times.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How is your week going so far? Well, maybe things are a little bit crazy, but today you don't have to worry about that. It's inspiration motivation time. Take a deep breath because we're bringing about peace at all times. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I want you to know that you do not walk alone or have to carry the burden yourself. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times, in every way. With everything that is happening right now in the world, from tornadoes in Tennessee, the destruction there, to the deaths, to COVID-19, yes, the coronavirus, peace seems to be the last thing on our minds. Yet, that's what we are longing for. No worries, no troubles, only a solution. The problem is we're looking in all the wrong places for the solution. We've missed the boat. God desires to be peace at all times for us. He doesn't want us to carry the burden alone. Now, what's going on is serious. What's happening in your life is critical to your well-being and your peace. You want the calmness. You want the worries to go away. You don't want to have to worry about anymore about the finances. You don't want to have to fret whether or not you're going to be able to pay your employees. You want your dream to be more than a dream. You want it to become a reality. Maybe you're battling a health crisis right now. You don't want to have to fret over all this stuff, but the problem is we're looking in all the wrong places for the solutions. If you want the peace that passes all understanding and peace at all times, then don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. I love that verse, Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, yet we are. We're freaking out. Have you gone to the store lately? I just went yesterday. And we're in an area that has a few cases of the coronavirus. However, I'm thinking it's not like death right now that's hitting us. Yes, it is horrific what has happened to those who have already passed. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes it's our fear that blows everything out of proportion. And what happens is we're looking toward earthly solutions. And God says that doesn't work here, guys. It's not working. And then when we have this fear of the unknown, what happens to our minds? Oh, they go everywhere. And then we conjure up these weird results of things that might happen. Be strong and bold in who you run to. Be careful not to rely on human strength alone and promises that fall flat. Human beings can be selfish and self-centered. They're all in it for themselves. Don't place your peace in the hands that don't guarantee rest. You have a God that loves you and wants the best for you. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. We may not have all the answers all the time. It would be great if we did. But we have God who knows exactly what we need when we need it. So get on your knees. Be smart. Be humble. Turn to the Lord who gave you life. Joshua 1:9 says this, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." You're not alone. Now, you might be saying, I believe in all this, Christiane, but putting it into practice? I mean, come on, let's put it into real life here. It's a totally different story. I get it. I understand. So when you feel the pressure of your earthly life beating down upon you, sing praises. I usually have a couple songs that are my motto for the week, my mantra, whatever you want to call them. And I sit there and it's like positivity in stereo. It's awesome. In fact, when I was shopping yesterday at the store, which by the way, they didn't have as many paper towels, and I think they were totally out of toilet paper. I just had to laugh. I didn't freak out about it. I just started humming my praise song in my head. And at times, sometimes I think I'm singing it or humming it so loudly that when people walk by, they're like, what was that? I pray that I'm just passing on a little bit of hope. So I get it when you're feeling like life is coming down on you. I'm human too. I don't have this whole thing figured out. But what I do know is that I can rely on God and I can lean on Him. So I sing praises. Pick one song that just lifts you up. Don't turn on the CRAP that shouts nothing but doom and gloom. Instead, sing praises. Lift God up, which will in turn lift you up. You'll be able to smile more. Yes, you'll still have decisions to make. Will that melt all of your troubles and struggles away? No. But guess what? Your joy in your heart will be greater. So therefore, you'll be able to have peace at all times. Also, when the earthly life is just beating down on you and you're like, I just can't go anymore. Say prayers of gratitude. There are many blessings in your life. You can find one. You may be in a totally horrific season in your life. The story's coming out of Tennessee. I read one earlier and it broke my heart. A couple who held on to their two girls. One did not make it. How sad. And she passed away in her daddy's arms. Now, I don't tell you this story to have you feel saddened more, but I tell you this story because guess what? Your heavenly Father is holding you every step of the way. He's not letting you go. And even though that family faced a death of a child, a young child, younger than 6 years old. I think she was only 4 and a half. No mother or father should have to bury such a young, beautiful child. But believe it or not, as they continued to write, the dad was grateful for so many things. I promise you, you can find one thing to be grateful for in your life, even in the midst of tragedy, even in the midst of trials and troubles. Sing praises out loud. Say prayers of gratitude. And another thing that I use is I speak truth. Hold on to one of these Bible verses. And if you don't know, look at the show notes. They're right there. Just write it down. And if you're like, I'm not a believer, Christiane, but I listen to you because I get something. Fantastic. You don't have to believe, but guess what? God still loves you right where you are. And when you're ready, He will be there with open arms waiting for you. Speak truth. You don't want to live in lies and fictitious stories. Speak truth. You have a loving God that is wrapping His arms around you right now. Lean on Him. I'm praying a hedge of protection, Lord, around each person who is in the sound of my voice, that You will protect their hearts, that You will give them discernment and help them make decisions at critical periods of times in their life, Lord. I pray for health and well-being. I pray a strength and an understanding that only you can give, Lord. Fill their world with the hope that comes from you and can give peace at all times. It's in your heavenly and precious name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Today is the day. Today is a new day. You have the opportunity. You have risen up. You have breath of life. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.